So, Bill, imagine the security issues with having the president of the United States in Israel. We've been talking about this over dinner.
Think of the security challenges in the United States and the kind of security that goes with the president or even with the presidential candidate in the United States. Take the president to the most volatile region, well, one of the most volatile regions on the planet, and a place where political assassination is far more common than it is here in the West.
Attempts, anyway, yeah.
And just imagine what it takes to protect George Bush.
I don't have to imagine because I went to the Telegraph website to give you a little information.
You are so diligent and studious, darling.
25 armored vehicles were flown in, helicopters, 8 loads of communications equipment, all the hotel rooms in the hotel where the president's staying, booked by the White House. Now, we know what it's like when the president comes to New York City, which is about 300 square miles.
It's known as gridlock.
Gridlock. Jerusalem is just 49 square miles. So we're going to talk to somebody who's actually having to live through all this. He's a PhD student in bioengineering at Hebrew University. Shlomi Laufer joins us from Jerusalem. Hi, Shlomi.
Hi.
So how close do you live to all the activity?
Somewhere between 5 to 15 minutes from all the places you mentioned, King David Hotel, the Prime Minister's house, the President's house, they're all like in a walking distance from where I live.
And I noticed you said walking distance as opposed to driving distance.
Exactly. Well, what I did today is just left the car at home. I study a 5-minute drive, 25-minute walk from where I live. That's where I study. Today I walked. And yesterday also I just decided to walk. Like, driving the car was just too frightening because I knew I could drive. I never knew it could come back. The street I lived it on is blocked on and off. I missed the block. I always walk, but so there are a lot of policemen all over. So I just decided to walk, and I think that's what a lot of people decided to do.
So tell me a little bit how the President of the United States visit has disrupted the lives of the average person just trying to get through their day in Jerusalem.
I think a lot of people that could just avoided coming in. I mean, Jerusalem is actually empty. You walk in the streets, and the streets were never so empty. If I would take a car, it would actually take me 2 minutes and not 5 because no one is driving. I think whoever could come, like, comes from out of the city and could avoid it, just avoided it.
Yeah.
People that could take a day off from work took a day off from work or either arrived really early to work. Like yesterday, he was supposed to land around noon, and the blockage was supposed to start like 4 hours before it land, so everyone went to work really early. People are taking days off. They're taking it quiet, actually. Everything is very quiet. The university is half empty. He landed here in the stadium, the university stadium. That's where the helicopters landed.
Wow.
So besides seeing the helicopter was interesting, the university is half empty.
Everybody just sort of scattered, knew there was going to be difficulty. So I know security is usually everywhere in Jerusalem, to the point where probably locals don't necessarily know it. Same way in New York City. Have you noticed it now?
Yeah, I'm walking home, you can see the policemen all over. I mean, we have security all the time. Everything here is checked. Like when you walk into a mall in Israel, you've been checked for years now because of the other situations, but now it's a total different scale. They don't check you, they don't ask anything, but you see them all over.
Now, honestly, are people talking more about the traffic and the issues of their lives than the peace agreements with the president being there?
The people I speak to, yeah, that's more interesting.
They're daily just getting where they need to go.
And in New York City, I can say, Shlomi, that when the president comes here, the most widespread reaction is resentment because he's caused traffic. No matter what he's doing here, people say, here's President Bush, going to have to take extra time to get to work. Is there any resentment among people in Jerusalem that their lives have been inconvenienced?
Yeah, well, I don't think we have that much of experience, so it's not like we remember last time and now it's traumatic for us. But yeah, people are a bit annoyed about it. I find it amusing. I mean, it doesn't disturb me that much because I can just walk. So it's like something interesting for me to see. If it would happen every half a year, it would be really annoying. People that are more farther away from work and it's traffic jams and everything, I know that during the day there were traffic jams. Like in the morning and in the evening, the roads most of the time were totally empty. People just avoided going into the car. People that did go into the car and went in the wrong hours would be stuck for an hour. I mean, they closed the main road from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which are the two big cities in Israel, and they closed that for an hour.
Unbelievable, as well as the road to the airport, I understand. Hey, Shlomi Laufer, PhD student from Hebrew University in Jerusalem. Hey, thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you very much.
Biggest security, I believe, since the Pope visited.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
So
yep.
Hang in there, folks. What's coming up?
Well, next on the show, we have an unbelievable story, an inspirational story, dare I say. Sylvia Harris tells us how she went from a psychiatric hospital where she was forced to live to being only the second black female horse jockey ever to make it. to the Winner's Circle. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.